guys are listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we're here at the Moon River Music Festival right here in Midtown Memphis. We're joined by Gideon Luke of Gideon Luke and the People and Evie. How are you guys doing?
Amazing. Amazing. The show was amazing. Phenomenal. Yes, we just had so much fun. I can't even explain how amazing the show just was. It was amazing.
Yeah, all the people were together. They were clapping their hands, waving their hands. It was just, full of love here in Memphis tonight. Yeah.
And that is awesome. What's it like for you being back here in your hometown, back in Memphis today?
Well, you can definitely feel the energies. We had a big show in Nashville last night. We woke up this morning, left the hotel, got on the road, drove down here. And the energy, you could definitely feel the energy here in Memphis. And they did deliver. They came out. There's so many people out here. Look like it's a sold-out festival. They were up in front of the stage dancing and clapping their hands and waving their hands. And we just feel so good to be back at home.
It's always amazing to be back in Memphis. This is our hometown, so we definitely get a lot, way more love here
than anywhere we go,
yeah. Simply because this is where we're from. This is our home. So the people came out, like Gideon said, they danced, they clapped. They had trains going throughout the crowd. It was a lot of love. Yeah. It was a lot of love. And that's the best thing about being at home.
Absolutely, absolutely. I loved, like, in your set how you talked about just, you know, the power of just coming together. And tell us a little bit about why you feel that music is so important and your ideas. Do you believe that music will unite people?
Yes, I believe that, you know, just like in the old days, you had people like James Brown and Jimi Hendrix, and then coming up to the 80s, Michael Jackson and Prince. These people had a conscious feeling or mood about, you know, music. They were looked up to more than presidents of the United States and prime ministers and other politicians. They was looked up to more than they were. Nowadays we live in a society where all of that has kind of calmed down and it's kind of been mediocre.
Right.
It's like, you know, you turn on TV and then it's nobody really putting on the show. They have more show or lights or sound than they have actually the band, and that's our thing. You know, we've had the opportunity to have a few record deals and stuff like that, but we didn't really go through with them because we wanted our message to really get through. The only way it could get through is if we had full control over our artistry, what we decided to do. So, you know, that's what we all about. We're all about bringing people together, because if you can't bring nobody together, then everybody's going to fall apart. You know?
Absolutely. I wanted to know, what new things are you working on? I know that you guys are so busy, busy touring and everything. You guys working on a new album?
Right now, yeah, we're working on a new album. We got a few things in the works. We record music. We write, me and Evie write songs all the time together. We're working on a new album. So after we put the new album out, you know, we'll come back to Memphis and showcase it and see how it goes.
What is your favorite thing about touring? I know that you guys are all over. What do you like most about being on the road?
What I like most about being on the road is, see, being on the road could be kind of stressful. And, you know, with the road and the driving, and you get tired and you see how many miles you got to go till you get to the next city. But what I like about the road is when you get to those cities, the people that are out in the crowd have been waiting for
it's
you
to
get there. So it's like Evie said, it's all worth it. When you finally get to the stage and you see them people, it's like all them miles I was thinking about, all that sleep I say I'm missing, I just forget about it. Yeah, because I see them people, they got their tickets, they coming faithful to the show, and we got to live. That's why I named my band The People. Even though it's the band members, it's really about the people. Yeah.
So let's talk about sibling rivalry. Do you guys ever get into it? How do you handle being brother and sister, but also co-songwriters?
Oh, we never get into it. Man, that is so amazing. Like, and he's my blood brother, like same mom, same dad. We never get into it. And I think the reason why we never get into it is because we respect each other's artistry. And not only that, but every single time we're always moving in the spirit, and that means that we don't control what's going on. God controls what's going on. Mm-hmm. So we follow him. Yeah. And when if everybody's following him, then you won't look behind you and say, oh, what are you doing? Oh, yeah. You will keep looking forward. So we all get along, and it's not just everybody gets along all the time. And even sometimes when we may go to different venues, we may deal with, you know, the sound guy or something, that people who may not even know what we're coming for. They may think that we're just another band, but our message is so much more powerful than what everybody else is doing. We don't do this for the money. We don't do this for any other reason but to heal the world, to be a vessel of God. That's the only reason why we do it. And when you do it for that reason, everything is under control. We don't worry about record deals. We don't worry about anything, as a matter of fact. That's worry about nothing. That's because we already know God is in control.
Full control.
I love that.
Full control. We come from the church. Like I told the people tonight, we come from the church, you know. We was born and raised in church. My mom over there, she made sure we would get up. TV could not be turned on Sundays because you have to get up and go to church. And I tell you, you know, it was hard, you know, when we was little, like, oh, I got to get up and go to church. But like Evie and myself, you know, I look at my other brothers, they might do that, but we always been church. She been a church girl. I been a church boy. And nothing made me more happier than going to church. So when you see all these people out here and they come and agreeing and one, and then we come to sing, you know, in one, and we brothers and sisters, it's just the greatest feeling that anybody could have. It's the greatest feeling. And, you know, that's why the scriptures say love covers a multitude of sin.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it covers a multitude of sin. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did tonight here at the Moon River Music Festival.
That's powerful. That leads into my next question. I wanted to know, what's the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from your music?
The biggest takeaway is, I want people to know that they are loved and that we love them. See, love is the message.
Yes, it is.
Love is overplayed now because it's so many times you hear the word love, you think somebody's either falling in love. But what I'm talking about is the agape.
Yes.
That form of love, the unconditional love that we have to have, the God love that we have to have for one another, for anybody that come around us. And if we are musicians, if we can portray that in the music and on the stage, then our message gets across.
Yes, it does.
That's powerful. I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show. I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say.
Thank you. I just want to say this festival has been amazing, amazing. We had an amazing time. The people loved us. We loved them. We just went out and we just had fun, and that was an amazing, amazing time. It was really great.
Yeah. All I want to say is just like what Evie said, we love y'all. We had a good time. We thank everybody here at the festival, everybody who, from the people who climbing on the ladders, putting the lights up, putting the snake on the stage, anything.
Thank you.
We love you. We thank you because we couldn't do this without you.
Yeah.
And we love Memphis.
Yes.
Thank you, Memphis. We couldn't do none without Memphis.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Wilson. All right.